I think today was wonderful success. We had probably about 30,000 people in the streets, people of conscience, willing to take a stand and make their voices heard, to advocate for a different world, a better world.
And how was the cooperation by the New York City Police Department here?
I'm happy that the New York City Police Department didn't crack skulls. I've seen them in the past definitely escalate conflict. I think it's unfortunate that they made it difficult for us to peacefully assemble by fracturing the crowd in so many places, by blocking us off and separating our numbers. But nonetheless, I think that we were wildly effective at making the folks inside the World Economic Forum very aware that there is dissent, that people are not happy about what they're talking about inside and believe that there's other ways to craft a global economy that's more just and more sustainable.
For weeks before the World Economic Forum, the mainstream commercial press has been talking about violence and conflict, and obviously that didn't come to pass. But what is your view of how the press sort of sensationalized this whole thing? Did that help or hurt you guys?
I think the media's hoopla around in sensationalizing violence and the clash between protesters and police is something that we see at virtually every mobilization. This one was particularly inflammatory, and I feel like it probably scared a lot of people away from joining us, a lot of people who agree with our message, a lot of people who would be happy to come out to say, as New Yorkers, as so many folks of us have lost our jobs recently and who are faced with a global recession and its impacts, we now more than ever need to be taking to the streets to make our voices heard.
September 11th, of course, was talked a lot about in connection with the protests, some people wanting them here, or the WEF saying they came in here in solidarity. But what's the connections you see between acts of terrorism like we saw on September 11th and the movement that opposes corporate-led globalization?
I think now more than ever, after September 11th, it's became particularly apparent that we need to be building a world that is sustainable, that is equitable, that is peaceful. And it's exactly the course of globalization that they're discussing within the Waldorf Astoria that is increasing disparities and increasing suffering across the globe and ravaging ecosystems. So that's why people in Porto Alegre in Brazil and us in New York and folks around the world are stepping in to say that we're the people and we envision a better world. Well, I think it's clear that there's a groundswell in activism across the world of people of conscience standing up and making a stand. And I think that regardless of how the media paint us, we're definitely sending a strong message to the people who barricade themselves behind militarized zones to drink cocktails and architect an unjust global economy. We're making it very clear that that's not something that we're going to stand for.